We were in front of Charlie's house. The lights were on, my truck in its place. Everything utterly normal. It was like waking from a dream. He stopped the car, but I didn't move.
Do you promise to be there tomorrow?
I promise. I considered that for a moment, then nodded. I pulled his jacket off, taking one last whiff. You can keep it. You don't have a jacket for tomorrow, he reminded me. I handed it back to him. I don't want to have to explain to Charlie. Oh, right, he grinned. I hesitated, my hand on the door handle, trying to prolong the moment. Bella? He asked in a different tone, serious but hesitant. Yes? I turned back to him too eagerly. Will you promise me something? Yes, I said, and instantly regretted my unconditional agreement. What if he asked me to stay away from him? I couldn't keep that promise. Don't go into the woods alone. I stared at him in blank confusion. Why? He frowned, and his eyes were tight as he stared past me out the window. I'm not always the most dangerous thing out there. Let's leave it at that. I shuddered slightly at the sudden bleakness in his voice, but I was relieved. This, at least, was an easy promise to honor. Whatever you say,